But we are creating an environment, a culture within Islam where we are teaching our children, especially the new Shahadas, that the intricate details of Islam, and the people don't even know the fundamentals about the religion. So you'll find a new Shahada today knows all about Hizbiya and Bid'ah and you know, who's astray and who's not astray, and, you know, Jarh wa Ta'dil, and, you know, the science of criticizing a narrator or whatever the case may be, but he don't know the difference between Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. He doesn't know the difference between Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. But he knows the intricate details of criticizing someone, and if this scholar says this, and it's just a jarh mufassal, you know, a muqaddim ala, you know, the criticism that is detailed takes precedence over the praise that is general, and all these other principles which have their place in the religion of al-Islam. However, for someone who is new to the religion, someone who is a layman from amongst the laymen, has no business having these intricate details about the religion, but doesn't know the fundamentals of what will save him from the hellfire. And we are the ones that are responsible for that. Those of us who are seasoned Muslims, those of us who have been Muslim for a while and understand, we learned the lingo, we got it down pat, we got Salafiyah down, we read a couple of books, and then we drag the new Shahada into it, we drag our children into it.